720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent in for Anna DeVlantis. Today we are celebrating the magnificent mile, such a big part of our history in this city and the Christmas season. You know, every month we feature a different hometown. It's our Your Hometown series. And today we are highlighting those 13 blocks of North Michigan Avenue from the Chicago River to Oak Street. And as you know, it is filled with not only residential, but retailers and restaurants and stores, hotels, commercial entities. And there is something that has popped up that I think is fairly new to the scene, and that is the office experience. And Stacy Moscatelli is on the phone. She is the co-president and chief strategy officer of Superfly X. How are you today, Stacy?
I'm great, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So I love this. It's a shared experience, and it's a pop-up that really resonates with everybody who loves the TV show The Office, and people who are fans of The Office are diehard, right?
They are. I don't know that we realize how diehard they are until we opened the experience and got to see them, you know, inside taking pictures and getting really excited.
So basically what your company does is they take something like an iconic TV show like The Office, and you do a pop-up where they could sit at somebody's desk or walk through what appears to be scenes from the show. And obviously they take a lot of pictures and post them on Instagram. What is the most Instagrammed photo that people have taken at this pop-up?
Oh, gosh, there are a number of them. I think one of the wow moments is when people come around the corner and see Pam's desk, because I think that just immediately transports them into Dunder Mifflin. I think one of the most photographed is probably the scene of sitting at Michael's desk, Michael Scott, and sitting at his desk and kind of embodying his spirit for the photo.
It's called The Office Experience, and it's at the Shops of Northbridge on the Magnificent Mile at 540 North Michigan, which is basically Michigan and Ohio. And it's been on since August 27th. I know you're going to January 17th. Have you seen a big boom now that the holidays are here and there's more people downtown?
Yeah, well, we actually went on sale in August. We opened October 15th. Yeah, so yes, we have seen a really big, we've had a really great response since stores opened, but now that we're getting into the holidays and people have some more free time and want to hang out with their friends and family, we're definitely seeing a really great increase. And that said, it's very COVID safe. So even though we're seeing an increase in people, we're still executing and limiting the number of people in the space at any given time and encouraging social distancing, masks, et cetera.
And how many different rooms are there that people can visit?
There are about 17 rooms, so it's substantial. It takes, you know, minimum about an hour to get through.
So tell me about Superfly X. That is the company that puts this on, and I would imagine you do it in cities around the nation, perhaps around the world. How did this come about? What's the founding of this?
Well, we launched the Friends Experience, which was also in Chicago in the same location last year, and, you know, entertained Friends fans and brought them, you know, inside the world of Friends, and saw a lot of success both with that project and also with, you know, Chicago, which was really great. And so when we were thinking about projects to do next, you know, for our team, we were all just really big fans of The Office and really had an affinity for that show. And so, you know, engaged in conversations with NBC and Universal Live Entertainment to talk about the possibilities, and also had the amazing benefit of working with Greg Daniels, the U.S. creator of the show, to kind of, you know, keep eyes on things and keep us honest and make sure that it was true to the show, which is great.
It's part of our Your Hometown feature, so we're talking about things and two people who are involved with the Magnificent Mile, and this is the Office Experience that we're talking about. And the Friends Experience gathered a lot of attention as well. What comes up next, Stacy?
Oh, there's a lot coming up next. Unfortunately, I can't tell you about anything yet, but we've got a lot coming up next just in general, but also we'll have some news to share in a few weeks about some happenings at the Office Experience. So definitely stay tuned to hear more.
So I know the Office Experience, it says tickets start at $37.50, but I also thought, I saw there's a bigger experience that you could pay about 10 times that much, but for diehards of The Office, it's probably worth it. So what does that entail?
Yeah, so that's a private access ticket. So that lets you essentially, you know, buy out the time slot and have an experience where you're going through just with those who you've invited to go through with you. We also have an opportunity where you can buy into a ticket bundle, both individually or at the group level, where you're getting your own customized Dunder Mifflin employee badge for everyone with their photo, their names on it, with Dunder Mifflin, which is also a really cool giveaway.
I know the show has attracted everybody from age 15 to 85. What is the average age of the person that comes to the office experience?
It's, gosh, great question. You know, we're seeing kind of that you know, 30-year-old fan definitely the most. But as we get to the holidays, we're seeing more families come through. So, you know, you're seeing mom and dad with their kids and even some grandparents. So we're definitely running the gamut. And like you said, the fandom for the show really spans, you know, multi-generational, which is cool.
And how far do people come? Are you seeing people that come from all over the Midwest or even further just to experience this?
Yes. We're seeing people, you know, come from Ohio, from Wisconsin, you know, really anything drivable we're seeing. So it's great. That's also why we love Chicago. It's so centrally located, and it's such a great place to visit that we're seeing people come in, you know, to visit Chicago and then also check out the experience.
This is Stacey Muscatelli. She's the co-president and chief strategy officer of Superfly X. They put on these, I don't know, is pop-up the right word? It's an experience, a shared experience based on iconic TV shows. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah. I like the word experience. You know, I think for us, it's, you know, you have a lot of fans have these emotional connections to these television shows and to these characters that they watch over many, many seasons. And so for us, it's about, you know, taking that emotional connection and bringing the fan inside the world of that show in a way that, you know, for most, they've never been able to do before. So it's a really special experience.
And I know you're above this because you helped create it, but obviously you're a fan of the show. So when you first had a chance to sit behind somebody's desk or experience, what was your first go-to spot?
I sat at Jim's desk. I think I most identify with Jim.
Everybody's got a character on that show that they identify with. That's really cool. Well, thank you so much. Is this a gift that people are giving? Is it something you can go online and get a gift certificate to?
Absolutely. You can go to theofficeexperience.com. You know, I think giving the gift of experiences and the gift of time together is really, you know, a great way to spend your Christmas budget and also spend time with friends and family. And as I mentioned, you know, we're keeping everybody safe. So we encourage everybody to come visit.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for being a part of your hometown.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.